When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is John Batchelor. Cuba. I speak to Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the America's editor, about Cuba and the Biden policy. In particular, there's one young man, 36 years old, Luis Otero, is being kept in a brutal prison. No visits by the Red Cross permitted. 1,000 political prisoners outside of Havana. And the question arises, given these facts, the brutality of the regime, its links to enemies, states overseas, how is it the Biden administration has a policy that is not confrontational? Mary explains. I puzzled. The explanation is straightforward. The Biden administration encourages tourism to Cuba. Here's Mary O'Grady, Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal with the details.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, when President Biden was running for office in 2020, he said that if he were elected, he would go back to this idea of engagement with the regime, which is a violator of human rights in the most grotesque ways. Now, of course, he was elected and he came into office, but shortly after he was inaugurated, and I mean in July of 2021, there was a big uprising in Havana. You might recall it because it made U.S. newspapers. I mean, there's lots of protest marches in Havana. People are constantly getting arrested, thrown in jail, released, and then rearrested. But this one was important because it went right across the island. It was spontaneous. And really, tens of thousands of Cubans came out into the streets shouting, you know, freedom, down with the dictatorship, and so forth. And at that point, President Biden really couldn't turn around and say, the Cuban regime really deserves to be treated as a normal country. So that was put on ice. But there's certainly many people in his National Security Council and in the State Department who want to engage with Cuba and think that being nice to a dictatorship that treats people the way this one does when they have a difference of opinion is somehow morally correct. And so they continue to try to chip away at this. And as you mentioned, the U.S. Embassy, which President Obama opened in Havana, promotes Cuban tourism on its Twitter feed. It promotes these concerts it funds concerts run by the regime in Havana, public concerts. So it's doing its level best to kind of treat the regime in a normal way and help the regime, frankly, attract dollars to the island, which it needs to survive. So I think the Biden policy is pretty despicable. It could be worse if not for that July 2021 uprising, which forced President Biden to pull back a little bit on the engagement that he wanted to pursue.
More of this later. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.